proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Bible characters. In this lesson, we will conclude our series on John the Baptist by looking at the final verses in Zechariah's hymn of praise. In our last session, we spoke about the day spring and the significance of that term that the elderly priest used. Zechariah noted how the day spring from on high illumined those that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. As the Apostle John wrote, Jesus Christ functions as, quote, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, unquote. Jesus Christ provides spiritual illumination for those who sit in darkness. Yet many of them hate that illumination. Such people reject the mercy of God because they don't want the light of God shining on their evil deeds. Such people prefer the gloom of spiritual night to the brightness that comes from the light of the world. They willingly choose to remain under the power of darkness. As Christians, we need to remember that we once walked in the same darkness. We once lived under the power of the devil. We were once without hope and without God. We were once by nature the children of wrath, under the condemnation of God. However, we have been called out of that darkness through Jesus Christ. We have become light in the Lord. We have become children of the light. Therefore, we must walk in the light, as Jesus Christ is the light. Zechariah concluded his psalm of praise by noting that the coming Messiah would guide others into the way of peace. By so doing, Jesus Christ would fulfill David's prophecy. Prophecy found in Psalm 29, quote, The Lord will bless his people with peace. For countless millennia, people have desired personal peace and national peace. But most people reject God's ways and take delight in evil. Thus, the inner tranquility that they seek eludes them. As God repeatedly said throughout the book of Isaiah, there is no peace to the wicked. Isaiah referred to Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace. How can a person reconcile his statement with the Savior's affirmation that, quote, I came not to send peace but a sword, unquote? In the context of that latter statement, Jesus Christ clearly referred to the effect that following him would have on the interpersonal relationships of his disciples. The world would hate all of those who adhere to the cause of Jesus Christ. Those who loyally follow Jesus Christ implicitly rebuke the lifestyles of those who reject him. Believers earn the animosity of the unsaved because they obey a different master. Though Christians should try to live peaceably with everybody, they should also recognize that this world system hates them, just as it hated Jesus Christ. Unlike those in the world, believers are granted peace with God through Jesus Christ. Indeed, peace constitutes one of the fruits of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Christians are to permit the peace of God to rule in their hearts. With these words, Zacharias brought his hymn to a close. As far as we know, John the Baptist never received any extensive formal religious education. Yet, he submitted himself unto Jesus Christ and exalted his Savior. John the Baptist boldly preached truth and righteousness, even to the high and mighty, an act that would ultimately cost him his head. John the Baptist, in his courage, in his boldness, and in his forthrightness, John the Baptist served as a role model for believers. Christians need to be as John the Baptist was, preaching and making ready a people prepared for the Lord. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Bible characters.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.